Welcome back to Level Yourself. I'm your host, Jance, along with my ladies.
Jelly, this is Liz.
Hi, guys. It's Camille.
On our last episode, we asked the question if fear keeps you from achieving your goal. We received some really, really interesting surveys. Thank you very much. And on this episode, we want to summarize the responses using the experiences and tips from our listeners.
This one completely resonated with me. Take a leap of faith, get out of your head, and just do it.
All right. And, you know, one thing that I say is always, let's research what our fear is. Sometimes we're going to jump into something, or we have something in our minds, or, you know, something is keeping us from getting from point A to point B. I would say research. You know, the internet is huge. Go online, speak to people, try to see, you know, other experiences and what other people have done to help themselves and how it can help you get to from A, point A to point B. So definitely research what your fear is and what you might be running into, and, you know, just so you can see where you're heading and what you can expect. So I would definitely say research what your fear is. This way it can prepare you for what's coming, and then you can just hit it harder.
Another tip is sort of difficult, but is very important. It's important to try very hard to not think about what people are thinking about you. Like, try not to overwhelm yourself with other people's energy and other people's vibes. This is very, very difficult, I know, for a lot of people. But it's kind of cliche to say, but your vibe does attract your tribe. Just try to be around people that make you feel good. If you feel the negativity, just don't, you know, decline the invitation. Don't hang out with them, you know, do something else. But it's your path, it's your journey, so you have to focus on your own self-care. Self-care and self-love also is very important.
I agree with you, Camille. I think one big thing here is, like, social media. Mm-hmm. Do you guys feel like social media, you know, it can be a great influence in how you feel and if it holds you back? Do you guys feel the same?
Well, so I think just if you feel like someone's being negative or always complaining, just unfollow them. Unfollow them and just, you know, look up things that make you feel good.
That's something that I did on my Instagram. Is I felt like there was just too much negative feed a while ago coming through, and that's not something that I wanted to see, you know, every day. Like, for me, a major resource is like motivational quotes or seeing, you know, pictures in nature. Those things motivate me. So I kind of switched it up, follow different people, different things. So that's another thing, is life is short. Every second alive is a new opportunity. That's another tip that our listeners gave, which I completely agree with. You only live once, right? So make sure that you take advantage of the opportunities that you have and overcome those fears without thinking about, oh, what if I would have, just do it.
Yeah, I believe in that as well. I think this podcast actually, like, this is my just do it type of thing. Because I've always wanted to do a podcast. I like talking to people. I like helping. And you know what? If I didn't do this, then I was always going to regret it and always think about the fact that, oh man, what if I would have done this? So I think this was my just do it thing, aside from, you know, So Beaut, my handbag and accessories line. But this to me was very special as well. And, you know, just doing what I'd like to do, which is speaking to the public, and helping and just bringing light and support to your day to day. You know, this is really my just do it moment.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would say definitely just do it.
I think that there's lots of resources that each of us individually have. So something that we need to do is use others' experience as motivation. You know, listening to your story, listening to Camille's story, listening to my story, listening to the stories of our listeners, like that's motivation of overcoming your fear. Like you have your own fears, and then listening to others overcome their fears, it motivates you, definitely motivates you. So that's something that you can use as a tip as well, is using others' experiences as your motivation.
Right, right. Yeah. I agree with that. So, guys, I hope you took some notes this evening. Please stay tuned to our social media at Level Yourself on IG, at Level Yourself on Facebook. We'll be posting some resources. We'd also like to hear if you have any more feedback, any more tips. Remember that we are a Level Yourself community, and we're here to bring light and support to your day-to-day with each other's experiences. So please stay tuned. It was a pleasure. So I am out. Have a great evening.
Also, Jance, I just wanted to make sure that we put out there that we're going to be live at the event April 16th, the Vibrate Higher event.
April 14th.
I'm sorry, April 14th.
She's showing off because she won't be here. She's leaving us shortly. But April 14th, Vibrate Higher Networking Mixer, come out. You can RSVP. We have the Eventbrite link on Cam Sinacity, at Cam Sinacity in the bio. You can RSVP and come out. Or, you know, send us a message if you have any questions. We, you know, feel free to reach out.
Please come through. It's going to be a really, really awesome event. So Bu is going to be there, and myself, Jans. But it's going to be really awesome. A lot of networking, you know, just talking to other people, seeing, you know, speaking about their experiences and just mingling and really coming out your comfort zone sometimes will help. So please, please definitely come through. It'll be a fun, fun experience, a fun, fun event.
And even though I won't be physically there, I'll still be there in presence and positive energy. All right, guys?
Yes. So thank you again to everyone, to our listeners. And please stay tuned to our social media. We really do appreciate it. Burnout.
Okay, bye,
guys. Bye.